6 o'clock, we will call the work session order. All right, I'll leave it up to Kevin. You got tabled agendas.
Yeah.
Items.
All I wanted to ask is, should we, you know, the planning board puts previous old business, mm-hmm. should we have that line item for things we tabled just so they don't get forgotten or, you know,
well,
passed up? There's only been a couple. I wrote them down. That June 16th, I mean, we tabled the seeker at Ailes. Ailes said we could do it tonight, so we are.
And that's, don't we have...
We didn't put it on, it's the motion's there, but we just got to...
I know. The motion was here. So I figured we'd do it at the work session.
And then the other one was June 2nd, we tabled the Bonadio Group scope of services. Mm-hmm. It's just...
But we were...
We voted 2 weeks later, and we might forget about it. At least if it's there, we can address it.
The important thing is, if we table something, Dina's got to remember to put it on the next agenda.
Okay.
So it should automatically go on the agenda if it was tabled.
Okay.
We don't have to say, hey, table it again or put it on the agenda. That should be automatic.
Okay. So I rolled back through them because I'm like, geez, was there something
We don't forget about it. I mean, you can't remember, 2 weeks ago, what did I table with?
Right.
Just put it right on the next agenda.
Okay.
Are there any instances where we don't officially table something, but we defer talking about it or dealing with it? And maybe that's what Kevin is thinking about here. I can't think of an example, but there may be subjects that we just, we'll get to that sometime. And then all of a sudden it gets forgotten about. Like, I keep notes of things that then every once in a while I bring them up. But maybe, are there instances of that?
I keep a list of things that we need to do. As things come up during the week, and I know I want to put them on the agenda, they should be on the agenda. The tabled items I don't, because if they're tabled items, they can be tabled indefinitely. Someone has to bring them up again, But what we can do is, I'll keep a list of the tabled items as well. If we table something, I'll put them on my list, and then we'll carry them over.
That's fine. Sometimes you get busy and you forget about it, and if you don't have it written down, and the public would at least know, we address it. Yeah, that's not moving forward, and it's in the minutes of the next meeting that tabled thing's not going anywhere.
I'll start because I keep these anyway, and I can't think of any that we haven't addressed. If we table them, we either addressed them or we decided not to act on them. Like Bonadale, we had that special meeting the other day, and that was that.
Right.
And then this one, I knew we put it in here, so that was addressed. Yep. But moving forward, I'll give you a list of stuff, and if you want to bring them back up, we'll bring them back up.
Or at least the public, they see it and we table it. You never know. It's not on the agenda again. They might not have had a concern or, know it's coming up or discuss it. At least that way they can see it. It's recorded in the minutes of what we did or didn't do.
How long is that going to take to get through?
I think we can move through it pretty quick.
Five, 10 minutes. Since we're talking about table agenda items, why don't we take care of that?
So this is Seeker Part 2. Here, take one for Jeff. So we'll just read the questions out loud. You guys already received part one with the application from the cell tower company. So impact on land. The proposed action may involve construction on a physical alteration of a land surface of the proposed site. So the land surface will not be altered with this because they're just doing a height extension. So that would be a no. Impact on geological features. The proposed action may result in the modification or destruction of or inhibit access to any unique, unusual landforms on the site. It's just a typical site in the town of Lysander. There is no caves, dunes, cliffs, or anything like that on it, so that would be a no. Impacts on surface water. The proposed action may affect one or more wetlands or other surface water bodies. Again, this is only a height extension, so there is no impact on potential impact on water bodies. Impacts on groundwater. The proposed action may result in new or additional use of groundwater or may have potential to introduce contaminants to groundwater. The this is purely a site, a height extension on a tower, so that'd be a no. Impact on flooding, the proposed action may result in development on land subject to flooding. No. Impacts on air, the proposed action may include a state regulated air emission source. There is no air emissions associated with cell tower receivers. No. Impacts on plants and animals. The proposed action may result in the loss of flora or fauna. No. No ground disturbance associated with the project. Impact on agricultural resources. The proposed action may impact agricultural resources. No. Impact on aesthetic resources. The proposed use, the land use of the proposed action are obviously different from or in sharp contrast to current land use patterns between the proposed project and a scenic or aesthetic resource. In this instance, there's already a cell tower there. The neighboring site's a cell tower, so there would be no aesthetic impact on the site. Impact on historical and archaeological resources. The proposed action may occur in or adjacent to a historic or archaeological resource. No. Impact on open space and recreation. The proposed action may result in the loss of recreational opportunities, reduction of open space resource as designated by the adopted municipal open space plan. No. Impact on critical environmental areas. We do not have any critical environmental areas in the town of Lysander, so that is a no. Impact on transportation. The proposed action may result in a change to the existing transportation system. No. Impact on energy. The proposed action may cause an increase in the use of any form of energy. There will be additional energy uses to power the additional antennas. So we would select yes for that and go through the questions A through E. The proposed action will require a new or upgrade to an existing substation. No. The proposed action will require the creation or extension of an energy transmission or supply system. No. The proposed action will utilize more than 2,500 megawatts per year. No. The proposed action may involve heating or cooling more than 100,000 square feet. No. And there are no other impacts. Impact on noise, odor, and light. The proposed action may produce, there's no impacts on noise, odor, or light because it's purely a height extension on a tower. Impact on human health. The proposed action may have an impact on human health from exposure or existing sources of contaminants. No. Consistency with community plans. The proposed action is not consistent with adopted land use plans. No. Consistency with community character. The proposed project is inconsistent with existing community character. No, there's an adjacent cell tower on the site right next door. That would be the end of Seeker Part 2 for the full EAF for this project. That was required because it is a type 1 action requiring a height exemption zone change.
So okay. When we adopt a resolution saying negative declaration, it's based upon our review that we just did,
mm-hmm.
and which is, by the way, more extensive than most other places do.
If there wasn't a height extension associated, a zoning variance for a height extension, this would be a type 2 action, which would be in a short form, which is the 11 question, two-page document that we normally go through. But because this is a height extension above 100 feet, it requires
And the only way that our determination could be questioned is if we didn't do this type of thing. But we did it. We went through all the questions.
Well, you're required to do it in a public meeting. Right. That's the other piece of it. You're supposed to read the questions and go through the...
Cell towers, to me, are like telephone poles nowadays. They're everywhere.
Well, they're considered utility.
Yeah.
So.
You can't say no.
No, right.
What
right.
would that...
Critical environmental area.
Yeah.
So, like, if you had dunes on a beach,
okay,
towns are allowed to set aside critical environmental. Like, if you knew you had a Indiana bat habernacle on a site, and the town was concerned about effects of development on the Indiana bat, you could say that that is a critical environmental area.
There is over on off
there
Doyle.
There is. It's already protected by the state, so there's no need for the town to designate it as a critical environmental area. That was an example. Maybe it was a poor example, but or if you had an area that had a lot of bluebirds nesting in it, we'll say.
Right.
Or eagles, bald eagles.
I guess, that could be another one, too. But like I said, bluebirds, because they're not protected by Endangered Species Act. So you could say that, hey, this field has 40 nesting pairs of bluebirds in it. We want to protect it. We don't want any development not near it. We could declare it a critical environmental area. We don't have any.
Okay.
Or if you had the... What's the red-leafed something fern that's it was found in Oswego County? That was in a specific area. You could say that that's a critical environmental area.
Okay. Anything else?
That's all I got.
Brundage Road.
I wanted to put that on there because I think we're good now with that, right?
And I was going to say, anybody that wants to come tomorrow, I haven't had an opportunity to sit down with the new general manager, plant manager, but tomorrow, 9 o'clock, we have a Zoom meeting.
Yeah, I thought the trucks were already using the gypsum thing.
They are.
Yeah, that's why I meant we're good.
If you're
not parking on the side there.
Right, we want, huh?
They're not parking on Brundage that much, are they anymore?
I don't know. I haven't had any complaints.
The last few days I haven't seen them.
Yeah, so that's why I mean, like, we're good. Well, you know, gypsum kind of solved the...
What I'm going to do with them is try to come up with them policing that with their security people. That's what I'm going to do. Policing that with their security people and then give them a little time to get used to it.
Oh, right.
And then maybe put up some parking, no standing signs, at least on one side of the road.
Yeah.
You know?
If at all needed, because it looks like...
There were a couple of days last week where the trucks were backed up down Brundage, and then they were backed up all the way down to the railroad tracks, and that was an issue because there were cyclists and bikers.
I didn't see that last week. Was that 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, it was very recently. But
they know when, and here's the thing. They know, and that's what I'm going to talk to them about. They know when they're going to have increased volume of trucks. And on those days, they need to have somebody out there to police that. Get them out there. They got golf carts and stuff. Get them out there and police them in the gypsum now that they have them. Because I don't want to... Here's the problem for us. If we put no standing, no parking on both sides of the road.
To go someplace else.
And we push them on Phillips Street. Right. We push them on Hankel. We push them on West Century. We don't have any control over that. And now, instead of one area being a mess... We have three areas that'll cause us a lot more problems. So I'm trying to work with them. And they're doing stuff. You know, it's not like they're sitting on their hands. They are doing some things, but I think they need to do a little bit more. Right. And that's what we're going to talk about tomorrow. So it's at 9 o'clock. I got a Zoom meeting with them. If anybody wants to come in, I'll be here.
Can you record it?
I'm sure you can. I just don't know how to do it.
Okay. Not that I know.
The host, whoever created the Zoom, would have to record it, and then they'd have to send you the file. He can't.
Because 9 a.m., it doesn't work for me.
Yeah. I'll let you know. Okay.
You know what we want to cover.
Same thing I do. We want them off that road. We want to try and I'm going to talk to them about sending them out there and doing another cleanup, you know, because it's not our junk. It's the people that are coming into that plant. But again, you know, I mean, how much they could say, you know, no, you know, I mean, they're responsible. You're responsible for the highway. You police it. That's not our job to police it. I don't know that they will. That's why I'm going to try and work with them, because we really don't have any way to enforce it on them. What do we say? You know, if we say, hey, you got to send somebody out there to clean it up, and they say no, then what? We don't have a police department where we could send them out there and write tickets.
Yeah.
You know, so, and the state police, just so you know, the state police do not enforce local ordinances. So it would only be the sheriff's department. Right. Well, how many people do they have out here? Two tops, and they're running ragged.
Well, you know, the one part about that, and I don't know if it holds anything is they're within Radisson, and Radisson has sheriffs from time to time,
yeah,
like a neighborhood yeah. watch, where, you know, they are part of the Radisson, you know, corporate park.
Yeah.
So I would hope that, you know, Lynn would try to put a little pressure on them too.
Does Radisson pay those guys?
Yeah.
The sheriff?
Yeah.
Yeah, we pay, yeah, the yeah. The HOA pays for that.
Yeah.
However, I don't know the times, you know, they don't tell you, oh, they're here from 8 to 4, so, you know, if you're going to rob, come from 4 to 7.
You're going to speed down Deep Clay, don't yeah, hang out.
There's just more speed down Deep Clay. There's stuff, and it really, the,
you know, because
I used like, to, I did that years ago.
We got part of that, too.
Right, but know? that was more for the parks and stuff like that,
sure.
So they're not smoking weed. Now they can smoke weed, so that's out. You know,
freed
but,
up that time.
Yeah, so it was more for that stuff. They weren't jumping in the pool and things, but
right.
I think they put an extra set of scales in there, so that's going to move them in. They moved over to Gibson, so they're moving
it's
in right
take
direction.
Time. It's,
yeah.
Yeah,
it's going to take
noticed
a little time.
It in
yeah.
a few months.
Yeah, good. So I'm going to talk to them.
I'm not traveling my normal times right
yeah.
now because of work, but
you don't want to back up the day after 4th of July.
And that's when
holiday.
And that's when
holiday.
They know
it
when
was,
it is.
It was yeah. Tuesday.
Before
that's,
holiday.
And that's going to happen, too.
Yeah,
I mean,
before
that's,
holiday yeah, or like if you have a holiday and there's a holiday coming up, you know, right where there's
yeah,
a three-day, short day. Yeah. So that's when it gets hammered. So that's when I'm going to ask them, hey, can you have someone on that road and direct them in there? That's all.
Or if the scale guy sees people backing up. Have the scale guy. The scale
well, now you're
guy.
Making them have to think.
Well, that's right. And that's, they won't even let them
have,
the
pick
yard.
Up the phone and calls,
right.
calls.
Well,
they don't hear
people
to,
yeah.
do it.
Yeah, well, that's what problem. That's what we're going to talk about. Have
yeah,
a procedure
yeah,
to
yeah.
get their security people to be out there and be responsible, have their security responsible for that, because they can direct them in there. Hey, you don't park here, park over there.
Yeah.
You know, right. So. What else on Brundage? Anything? All right.
No, I mean, is there? I haven't been down Brundage in a while.
I haven't gotten any complaints.
It was that Tuesday
okay.
after, the last time I
yeah.
backed up at it was a Tuesday after 4th of July.
And I don't think we're going to stop at 100%.
No,
if we can knock it down to 80%, we're way ahead.
Or just get them to stop dumping their trash on the side of the road would be the bigger.
Yeah.
The twin mattress at the end of West Entry Road. I saw it.
Yeah, but that mattress is not them. That's
no,
going to be other
them.
Scumbags
right.
that are dumping their garbage
absolutely.
There. I mean, you got regular car tires. You have lazy boys out there. You have
right.
mattresses. That's not coming from
you
them.
You see TVs. Yeah, that's.
Yeah, TVs. You know, that just isn't. What I'd like Ken to do is, you know, when your guys are out there, if they see a TV or a mattress, I mean, toss it in the dumpster and get it off of that. I mean,
yeah.
Yeah, you know, just
some mattresses off of there.
So you say, did
yeah.
you get an okra from that? Or no,
I did.
Yeah,
yes.
So we can take them right to okra if you don't
yeah.
put in our dumpster.
Yeah. Right, and then
even the mattresses.
Yeah. They're not okra, Osai.
Oh, yeah.
Or what? Not Osai.
No.
Yeah, right.
It's
the Camille's one
yeah.
will take mattresses.
You don't have. They closed. 7th North.
No, that's...
No, you got to take them out to Rock Cut Road.
Yeah.
That's where it all goes.
Because of the springs, they
yeah.
never compress when they drive the trucks on them. The landfills.
Is there any... I don't know anything about this, of using security cameras and going after people that we catch.
Who's
going to
pay for them and...
Well, I don't know. I mean, we have... Kevin and I were talking about...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
cameras,
right. I mean, we
but
have.
I'm thinking there's got to be high resolution cameras that work off cell towers. Like, I have one for deer hunting. You know, it's like a little area, but I'm just wondering.
I'm sure you can get that, but okay, are we going to budget for that?
I don't know. I don't know anything about
yeah.
it.
Yeah,
where do you put it that the snowplows aren't going to cover with? It's not like Bud Brundage. If you had streetlights
yeah.
on Brundage that you could
yeah.
mount it on
we
the streetlight
right.
pole.
That's,
pole.
Well, all of
yeah.
that. You'd have to wire them. And
yeah,
there,
yeah.
There's. It, that's and those high resolution cameras, to give you an example, you know, I used to do them for hotels, and that's like $30,000,
yeah.
and that was just covering the exterior of a hotel.
Yeah, I think now they've come way down.
Yeah, they have,
yeah,
but when you gotta, but you gotta run the infrastructure, and then who's gonna
so
monitor
we put
them?
On our dock at the cottage, we were running it off of a toilet panel.
Yeah, but you got to get them. You got to get them high resolution
yeah.
enough where you can read the numbers,
yeah,
you
where you can identify
you
who the person
that.
Was. Those are a little different. Low light,
yep.
high light resolution. That's the difference. A home camera, yeah,
yeah,
you can get those. But when you're trying to, you know, especially if you're going to charge them with a, and that would be a could be a misdemeanor depending on what they were doing. If we were gonna charge them with that, you need something that's, there, it's a high bar. So we would have to have something a little bit more pricey.
And we don't have any poles to put them on in Radisson.
You'd have to run them.
And everything's underground.
Right, you'd have to, you'd have to run them.
You don't have street tele, you know, telephone poles every.
Well, we could make them above ground in Radisson, you know?
You could put them on, you could put them on trees.
We'd probably appreciate that if we ever did it.
Yeah.
It's not gonna happen.
Should we do, executive session now?
That's what I was gonna do. Yeah, nobody's here, so, can I get a mo?
Do you have anything, Ken?
The only thing about Brundage was just, getting the ball rolling, when we're gonna try and schedule to have it paved along with this new lot and everything, cause I know that's part of the low budget,
What are we talking about?
Brundage Road is on the low income pavement project, I was wondering when that's gonna all.
We aren't gonna get that, we didn't get that.
Oh, okay.
We got, I got a letter, yeah, I thought, that, I apologize, I thought you knew, the, we applied for two, we got one, we got Mills Road. Now, what I'm waiting for, the money is gonna be somewhere between $150,000 and $50,000. So I don't know what it's gonna be, you know, they haven't taken a vote on it. I text Brian May today and said, hey, did they do a vote on that project? You know, make sure we're still in business on it, but they haven't yet. So probably within the next week or so, but the Brundage Road is off the table with that.
Okay. Put in for it again next
week. That's it.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Yeah. Well, and I told him, I said, look, if we can get one or the other, Mills Road was the priority. So,
yeah.
And they did send us a letter on Mills Road. Ready to move into executive session? All right, can I get a motion to move into executive session to discuss the employment history of a particular person?
I'll move it.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.